是马太福音五章一到十节。
I invite you to have your Bible, open up your Bible, and we will follow, and we have Jason to read for us, and also 丽华姐。
这时候，请你们一起来看马太福音，我们一起来念五章一到十节，请读经源。
弟兄姐妹朋友，新年蒙恩。请大家看圣经马太福音五章一到十五一到十节。耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山，聚集坐下，门徒到他跟前来，他就开口教训他们说，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。怜恤的人有福了，因为他们必蒙怜恤。清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必成为神的儿子。为义受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。愿神赐福遵行他话语的人。
Good morning, everyone. May the congregation please turn to the Bible. Today's scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 to 10.Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful,For they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. May the Lord bless the reading of his holy word.
This morning, we are very glad to have Pastor to deliver God's word.
今天早上我们高兴请到陈牧师为我们证道。
And then we have Xin Guo to do the translation.
还有我做翻译。
Pastor, please.
请牧师。
We hope that this year we feel the blessings.
我们希望今年能够成为一个蒙福的一年。
So we paste the word 福 blessing all over the house.
所以我们就把这个字福字摆满家里。
So we paste it, place the word blessing on the in the bedroom.
所以我们把这个字贴在我们的睡房。
We paste it in the living room.
我们也把这个字贴在那个我们的客厅。
We place it in the kitchen.
我们也把这字贴在我们的厨房。
We also paste the word blessing on the toilet.
我们也把这个字福字贴在我们的厕所里内。
But blessing doesn't come just by pasting the word blessing.
不过福气并不单单因为我们把这个字贴在房间就能够就能够来到了。
Whether God blesses us or not.
至于神会不会赐福给我们呢？
It depends on what kind of person we are.
是因为靠我们的人而决定的。
It depends on how we live.
这是取决于我们如何的去生活。
But God desires to bless us richly.
不过神很愿意来赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless you richly in this year.
愿主在这一年来赐福，大大的赐福给你。
A blessed Chinese New Year to one and all.
祝大家一个新年蒙恩。
How can you be blessed?
你如何得到福气呢？
We want to look at 8 blessings.
我们要来看八大福气。
First, the introduction.
这个开头。
Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them. He said, etc.
耶稣看见这许多的人，就上了山，自己坐下。门徒到他跟前来，他就开口教训他们说，
What did Jesus say in these eight blessings?
在这八大福气里面，耶稣说了什么呢？
He said, blessed are the oppressed.
他就说，受委屈的有福了。
Are you crazy?
他是疯了吗？
No, blessed are the rich, for example.
对，应该是说富有的是有福啊。
Now, blessed are the healthy.
那些健康的人是有福气的啊。
How can it be blessed are the oppressed? It sounds rubbish.
怎么可能是受委屈的有福呢？简直是一派胡言。
No, the Bible says blessed are the oppressed.
不过圣经却说受委屈的有福了。
The Bible clearly says blessed are the oppressed in these eight blessings.
在这八大福气里面，圣经清楚地说受委屈的有福了。
On what basis can we be assured that blessed are indeed the people who are oppressed?
那凭什么呢？ 凭什么说受委屈的确实会有福呢？
The group of words, the clause says, he went up on a mountainside.
所以这句话说， 就上了山。
When we read these words, we don't feel anything.
当我们读这句话的时候， 我们不觉得怎么样。
But to the ancient readers 2,000 years ago, to the Jews,
但是对于2000年前的犹太人来说，
the people who live in the land of Israel, in the Middle East,
那些住在中东以色列地方的这些人，
whom we call the people of God,
被称为上帝的儿女，
people who are familiar with the Old Testament Bible,
那些对圣经的旧约很清楚的人，
when they read this group of words, he went up on a mountainside.
当他们读这些话语的时候， 上了山，
they immediately understood the meaning.
他们马上就明白了这句话的意思。
It reminds them, this group of words reminds them of Moses.
这句话就提醒他们关于摩西。
And Moses in the eyes of the people of God, the Jews,
摩西在犹太人的眼中，
they are the most respected, he was the most respected servant.
摩西是被最看重的仆人。
He was the one who opened up the Red Sea.
摩西把红海打开了。
And more importantly, he was the one who saved the people of God out of 400 years of slavery.
他救赎了以色列人脱离了400多年的奴隶。
He gave the people the law of God so that people can obey the law of God and be blessed.
他把神的律法赐给子民们，使到子民被得到福气。
So when they read these good words, he went up on the mountainside.
所以当他们读到这句话的时候，上了山。
They understood.
他们立刻明白了。
Is this Moses? The new Moses?
这难道是新的摩西吗？
He is more than Moses.
不过他却比摩西更加的伟大。
He is the King of Kings, he is God.
他是万王之王，他是神。
And for that reason,
之所以这个原因，
when Jesus says, blessed are the oppressed,
当耶稣说受委屈的有福了，
blessed are the oppressed,
受委屈的有福了，
we have reasons to believe that this will come true.
我们有绝对的理由相信这一定会成为真实的。
Because blessings can only come from God.
因为福气只能从神那里而来。
Blessings God, only God can give.
福气只有神能够赐给我们。
And that's why when Jesus says, blessed are the oppressed, we have reasons to believe that this will come true.
所以当耶稣说受委屈的有福了，我们有绝对的理由相信这会成为真实的。
Let's look at the nature of these blessings before we go into the individual blessings.
我们来看这个八大福气的这个概要。
The 本质， 然后我们再看， 各自的八大福气。 Because the screen cannot contain so many words, I shall say in English, then I'll repeat it in Chinese. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So the eight blessings begins with verse 3. And it also ends, you notice, with the same kind of blessing. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So you notice, verse 3 says, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And verse 10, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So it begins and it ends with the same kind of blessing. So what is the implication? Now the implication is this. The word is, if you look at the Greek original, our Bibles are translated from the original language called Greek for the New Testament. So if you look at the word is, it is in, it's a present tense. Present tense means this. You will experience the blessings now. And it also means this. Even though there are sufferings in this life, you can still experience blessings. Wonderful, isn't it? 如果你注意到呢，第三节跟第四节的开头跟结尾的话呢，他们都是以同样的福气来开始跟结尾。虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。那么第十节，为受逼迫的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。所以你注意到他的开头三节跟他的结尾第十节都是讲到天国为福气。开头跟结尾都是一样的福气的。那么当你读完圣经的时候，你无法看到，但是我们在我们的圣经呢？ 新约圣经从一个语文叫做希腊文翻译过来的，所以这个"四"次呢，它是在现代，我们叫现代时态 （present tense， 现代时态），就是现在的时间。也就是说，它的意思是什么呢？现在这大把福气呢，你都能够经历到这些福气。即使更重要的是什么呢？即使人生有许多的苦难，你仍能够经历到这个八个福气。奇妙不奇妙呢？ 竟然能够在苦难中继续的经历福气。I think I have to take over for a little while because the screen cannot contain so many words. 让我继续的讲啊，经过这是个反应，因为那个没办法哈，这个是出于那个位置。And if you look at the verses four to nine.
如果你来看第四到第九节,
you will notice that the word will be comforted, will inherit. It is the future tense. 那你看到它是, it is the future tense. Future tense means what? It means this, that these blessings, starting from verse 4 to verse 9, it is couched, it is put in the future tense, framed in the future tense. It means this, that these blessings that has begun, that have begun, will only be completely experienced in the future. In other words, and the implication is this, better things are coming. Better things are coming. We enjoy the blessings now, albeit not in a complete form, but one day they will be completed. Blessed things are coming. Better things await us. And hence, let us endure. Let us not give up on life. Let us endure. 我再用中文讲，那如果你看 这个第四节到第十第九节的这其余的福气呢，就是其余的第六个福气，他们都是以这个"必"字。那这个"环"字我们看不清楚，但是如果你看原文字，希腊文字呢，就是新约圣经呢，这个"必"字呢，其实它是在未来的时态，就是未来的时间。它意义是什么呢？他说呢，第四节到第九节这福气呢，它是讲到未来这些福气会完整化，会完全化。 你会完全的经历它。那它更重要的意思是什么呢？那亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们，人生有苦难，但是我们对神的儿女以后有更好的东西等待着我们。因此呢，我们忍一忍吧，我们不要放弃，我们忍一忍吧，因为有一天这些我们已经开始经历的福气呢，有一天会完全的被经历到。因此，我们有理由忍耐。Let us look at blessing number one.
我们来看第一个福气。Blessed
are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。Now
the word poor in the original in Greek.
这个字在希腊原文的这个字虚心。Altogether
it occurs five times.
总共出现了五次。Now
in four times.
另外的四次的时候。It
consistently refers to poor in the sense of being materially poor, means no money, no clothes, etc.
所以其他的四是一致的在指说关于物质的贫穷。
So in other words, when it says in verse 3, blessed are the poor, we know that he's referring to blessed are those who are materially poor, who don't have money, who don't have clothes, etc., etc.
所以第三节的说的这个虚心的人，其实在指那些贫穷的人。
就是在物质上贫穷啊, 没钱，没好看的衣服啊。 所以呢, but this is nonsense, right?
不过这是却是一派胡言。
Blessed are the rich, ma.
那些有钱的人是有福气的啊。
You tell me which person would say blessed are the poor?
我问你，有谁会说那些虚心的人有福？
But yet Jesus says blessed are the poor.
不过耶稣却说虚心的人有福了。
The Bible says blessed are the poor.
圣经也说虚心的人有福了。
Why blessed are the poor?
为什么虚心的人有福呢？
Because when they are poor materially.
如果他们因为他们在物质上贫穷，
you will feel helpless.
你会觉得很无助。
And very naturally, you will want to rely on God. You say that I need God to live life.
你很自然的会愿意去依靠神，你会对神说：“主啊，我需要你。”
You will put your faith in God.
你会把你的信心放在神上面。
You seek God.
你会来寻求上帝。
Say, Lord, I have no one else. Like what we the song that was sung just now. 除你以外and that's taken from Psalm. Besides you, I have no other on whom I can rely.
因为这些人会对神说：“主啊。”我真的是没有别人可以帮助我的，除了你以外，只有你能够愿意帮助我。
And then when they put their faith in God,
当他们把信心放在上帝里
，God will reward us.
神会报答我们。
And how does God reward us? What will God with God will God reward us?
神会如何的报答我们呢
？It says He rewards us with the kingdom of heaven.
他用天国来报答我们。
What is this kingdom of heaven?
这天国指的是什么呢
？A kingdom means the wealth of a king.
这个天国指的一个君王的财富
，But because it's not only a normal king, it's the kingdom king of heaven.
它不单单是指普通的国王，它是指天国的国。
Hence, it's the wealth of the king of kings.
它指的是万王之王的财富。
So when a person feels helpless and is driven to depend on God,
当一个人觉得无助而且需要来依靠神的时候
，You will not go back empty-handed.
你不会空手而归的。
God rewards you with the kingdom of heaven.
神以万王之王的财富来报答你。
Blessing number two.
第二个福气。
Blessed are those who mourn, therefore they will be comforted.
哀恸的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。
Who are those who mourn? I know, mourn. It means blessed are those who laugh or what?
不过却是应该是。那些喜乐的人应该是有福气的、啊。
Blessed are those who are happy, what?
有喜乐、开心的人应该是有福气的、啊。
But no, it says, blessed are the mourn, are those who mourn.
不过这里却说，哀恸的人有福了。
Blessed are those who mourn.
哀恸的人有福了。
Those who are ill, who are bullied, who are suffering, who mourn.
那些生病的人、被欺负的人、跟受苦的人。
This and because they are driven to seek trust and obey God.
因为他们必须去寻求信靠、顺服神。
Say God, I'm very sickly. I'm very. It's very painful.Please help me.
这等人会对神说：“主啊，我是生病，我是很苦的，请你帮助我。”
Doctors cannot heal me.
医生不能医治我。
Because even doctors will die.
因为医生都会死去。
So when they're driven to trust God,
所以这些人被需要来依靠神。
God promises you that you will be comforted.
神答应你，你会必得到安慰。
Blessing number three.
第三个福气。
Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Who are the meek?
那温柔的人是指谁呢
meek gives you the idea of very timid.
所以温柔的这个字告诉你，似乎是给你一种很胆小的人。
It does not refer. This word does not refer to because you fear the evil and the powerful people.
这个字不是在指说那些怕恶或者妥协的人。
Tell a lie, ah.
哎，你要说谎啊
！You tell lie, fire you from your work.
如果你不说谎，我就炒你鱿鱼。
Okay. I'm very scared.
我很害怕。
Now this is not the meaning of meek.
那这个温柔的人不是指这样的意思。
It refers to although you may be strong.
不过它却是指说，虽然你很坚强
，but yet because you love the other person.
不过因为你非常的爱对方
，you are willing to give up on your rights. Give up your rights.
你愿意放弃你的权利。
You humble yourself.
你谦卑自己。
You give way to the person who makes life difficult for you.
你 sorry.
You give way to the person who makes life difficult for you.
你那些为难你的人，你愿意去忍让步。
It is the person that's described in Psalm 37.
是在诗篇37篇所形容的。
Who is the humble?
虚心的人是谁呢？指谁呢？
Who is the meek?Who is the meek?
虚心人是指谁呢？
It refers to Psalm 37.
是指诗篇第三十七篇。
Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither; like green plants, they will soon die away. Refrain from anger and turn from wrath. Do not fret; it leads only to evil. For those who are evil will be destroyed, but those who hope in the Lord will inherit the land.
不要为作恶的心怀不平，也不要向那行不义的生出嫉妒。因为他们如草快被割下，又如青菜快要枯干。当止住怒气，离弃愤怒，不要心怀不平，以致作恶。因为作恶的必被剪除，唯有等候耶和华的必承受地土。
So when this person is bullied,
所以这个人被欺负的时候
，How does he react？
他如何的回应呢
？He's meek，
他谦卑。
Say you scold me 啊？
哦，你骂我、
啊。You scold me one time, I scold you 10 times 啊？
你再骂我一次，我骂回你10次。
No, he's not that kind of person。
哦，他不是这样的人。
He does not fret。
他不会心怀不平。
Say I'm very angry, very angry 啊，不爽啊。
我心里很不舒服，很不爽啊。
He's not envious of those who do wrong and yet they succeed。
他也不嫉妒那些作恶的人而成功的人士。
He keeps himself away from wrath that will lead him to do evil things。
他离弃愤怒，以致他作恶。
And he's a person who hopes in the Lord。
而他也是愿意等候耶和华的人。
God puts me in this situation。
神把我放置在这个位置上。
I will obey him and submit to his will。
我会学习顺服他，按照他的旨意而行。
Is this person oppresses me？
这个人欺负我，欺压我。
I'm going to ask God's grace to give way to him。
我会寻求神的恩赐、恩典来让步。
I'm not going to take things into my own hands, but rather I'm going to hope in the Lord to help me。
我不会自己采取行动，我会依靠神。
These are the meek。
这是虚心的人。
And these people will inherit the land。
这些人会承受地土。
And this is what the blessing number three says。
所以第三个福气所说的。
They will inherit the earth.
他们必承受地土。
Earth and land is the same word, eretz, same Hebrew word.
世界和地土是指的希伯来文是同样的意思。
In other words, they will not lose, but they win.
换句话说，他们不会输，却会赢。
Sometimes we think like that. Oftentimes we think like that, don't we?
很多时候我们会这样子认为。
Why must I give way?
我为什么要让步呢
？He's wrong. Why must I forgive?
他是错了，为什么要让步呢？
He's out to make things difficult for me.
他本来就是要为难我的嘛。
I'm going to try or think of a way to take revenge.
我想办法来报复。
But blessed are the meek.
但是温柔的人有福了。
People who will not fight.
那些不会去争斗的人。
They are not weak, no.
他们不是软弱啊。
They just choose not to fight.
他们只是选择不要去争斗。
And how will God reward them?
那神会如何的奖励他们呢
？They will inherit the earth.
他们必承受地土。
And this earth refers to the promised land.
这个地图指的就是应许地。
What does it refer to?
它指的是什么呢
？In other words, for Christians, it refers to material, spiritual, wholesome blessings.
对于基督徒来说，这是指的是物质属灵的福气。
Blessed are the meek, for they will be blessed with wholesome blessings.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必得到物质属灵的福气的好处。
Blessing number four.
第四个福气。
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled.
饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
What is righteousness?
什么是义呢
？Now, if you study chapters Matthew chapters 5, to 7,
如果你看马太福音第五到第七章
，the righteousness does not refer to the usual theological answers of being, considered righteous by faith. It does not refer to that.
这个义并不是指说因信称义的这个意思。
This doctrine is certainly true.
这个因信称义的这个道理肯定是真的。
But it does not refer to righteousness that comes by faith.
不过这里指的不是那个因信称义的。
But rather it refers to righteousness that comes by good deeds.
不过这里指的是因为行为而被称义。
That's clear if you study Matthew chapter 5 all the way to chapter 7.
如果你查考这个第五章，马太福音第五到第七章是很清楚的。
We have begun a series of chapters 5 to 7. This is what I'm going to preach on for the next few weeks.
我们已经开始了在看马太福音第五到第七章，接下来的几个这个讲道我们都会继续来看。
So righteousness refers to the deeds that please God.
所以这里指的义是神所喜悦的事情。
Holiness,
圣洁。
Being ethical,
道德。
Being kind,
有恩慈。
Being merciful,
有怜悯。
And how will they be rewarded?
那他们会如何得到奖赏呢
？For those who thirst and hunger after righteousness.
那些饥渴慕义的人。
So God, I see this injustice. I feel so sad.
神啊，我看到这个不公义的事情发生，我心里非常的难过。
When I see this kind of immorality, I feel so angry.
我看到这种不道德的事情，我非常的生气。
Lord, when are you going to change the world?
主啊，你什么时候要改变这世界呢
？And Christians must feel this way.
基督徒应该要这样的感受。
When we see evil,
当我们看到邪恶的事情。
When we see immorality,
我们看到不公义、不道德的事情。
We cannot say never mind 啦。
我们不可以说哎呀，没关系啊。
I mean, it's normal lah.
这是很正常的吗?
We cannot react this way.
我们不可以这样子的反应。
There must be the sense of anger.
我们心里心中必须要有的怒气。
There must be a sense of sadness.
要非常难过。
There must be the sense of I'm frustrated.
需要非常觉得很悲愤。
It's nothing to do with me.
虽然跟我没有关系。
The evil deeds does not hurt me, no doubt.
那个邪恶的事情没有伤害到我。
But a Christian will feel angry and sad.
不过基督徒应该觉得生气和愤怒。
Now this is the meaning of hunger and thirst for righteousness.
这就是饥渴慕义的人的意思。
Do you feel like that when you see sin and evil?
你看到罪恶和发生的时候, 你会这样子觉得吗?
Or you toe the line.
或者你说谎撒谎。
You join in the company.
你加入他们。
Don't rock the boat 啦。
不要使到这个局势不安啊。
If not, a boss will get angry.
不然老板会生气啊。
Or do you stand up for righteousness?
或者你是为了义而站起来。
So blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
所以饥渴慕义的人有福了。
For they will be filled.
因为他们必得饱足。
Now this word filled refers to stuffing food. In the original Greek, it refers to stuffing animals with food until they are very, very full.
在希腊原文里面, 这个得饱足是指那些动物被, 吃得非常非常的饱, 肥胖。
How will God reward you?
那神会如何的奖励你?
The wrongs that saddened us,
那些, 使我们难过的不义,
God will make sure, God will not only make them right,
神不但会使他纠, 纠正,
God will make them so right,
神会绝对的纠正这个执行公义,
that we will be fully satisfied, say, ah, Lord, now I see you working in lives.
直到我们完全的满足, 我们会说, 哇, 神真的是公义的, 这使事情发生了。
God will satisfy us with righteousness.
神会完全的满足我们。
So don't feel too angry, don't feel too sorrowful.
所以不要觉得太过的这个生气或者是难过。
Verse, blessing number five.
第五个福气。
Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
连续人的人有福了, 因为他们必蒙连续。
Who are the merciful?
什么是这些连续人的人呢?
Those forgive, although somebody has wronged you.
虽然你被冤枉了, 却愿意原谅人。
Those who are willing to love the unlovely.
那些愿意去爱这些不可爱的人。
You know, human beings, we have our own biasness.
你知道,身为人, 我们有自己的这些, 心中的一些想法。
Maybe the olden people don't like the Japanese.
可能那些年长的人不喜欢日本人。
Sometimes Chinese don't like the Indians. Sometimes Chinese don't like the Indians.
有时候华人不喜欢印度人。
But sama-sama, sometimes Indians also don't like Chinese.
同样的, 印度人有时候也不喜欢华人。
And we have a lot of very bad biasness.
所以我们有时候有很多的一些的偏见。
And we look at people by their educational background.
我们看人们是根据他们的那个学历和背景。
What kind of house is they?
他住的是什么屋子。
What kind of dressing you put on?
他穿的是什么衣服。
But the Bible says, blessed are the merciful.
不过圣经却说, 连续人的人有福了。
Although you've been hurt, you forgive.
虽然你被伤害, 你却愿意去原谅人。
Although this person does not suit your taste, but you love that person.
虽然这个人, 不适合, 你不是很喜欢他, 不过你却愿意去爱他。
你看得不顺眼啊, 你还是爱他。 And God says you will be shown mercy.
这里神说, 他们必蒙连续。
In other words, and it's important.
这是非常重要的。
We all know we will make mistakes in life.
我们知道在人生里面, 我们会犯错。
We will sin against God.
我们会得罪神。
Nobody is a holy person.
没有人是一个绝对圣洁的人。
Those who believe in God, those who not believe in God, we are sinners.
那些信耶稣的人, 不信耶稣的人, 我们都是罪人。
Those who are seated there,
这些坐着的人,
those who put on the suit,
那些穿着外套的人,
we are unclean people.
我们都是不洁净的人。
We all will make mistakes and sin against God.
我们会犯错, 会得罪神。
But if you have been merciful to people,
不过如果你对人有恩慈连续人,
when you sin against God,
当你得罪神的时候,
actually God says, I want to kick your backside.
其实神会说, 哎, 我要打你的屁股。
But I remember 3 days ago, you loved that person, you forgave that person, you forgave your enemy.
不过神会说, 哎, 我记得3天前, 你原谅你的敌人啊, 你爱你的敌人。
I give chance.
我愿意给你机会。
God will be kind to you.
神会对我们仁慈。
Blessing number six.
第六个福气。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
Who are the pure in heart?
谁是那些清心的人呢？
It's very difficult to be pure in heart.
是很难得到清心的。
We all say if you want to succeed in life, 城府要深啊。We must harbor secrets in our hearts. Don't talk, don't divulge yourself too much. Don't share too much. You must hide things in your heart.
如果你要成为一个成功的人，你的城府要很深，你不能随便乱说话。
You must have cunning schemes.
你会很有狡猾的计谋。
And it's very difficult to be pure in the heart.
要成为一个清心人是非常困难的。
So men sometimes have lustful thoughts.
所以男人很多时候有淫念。
有些时候了啊，但也不是很多时候啊，有些时候啊。And then there's greed in our hearts.
然后我们心中有贪婪的心。
And there is jealousy.
然后还有嫉妒。
These are things that we hide in our hearts. We don't tell people.
我们把这些东西藏在心中，不告诉任何人。
But God knows. God doesn't like it.
不过神知道，神也不喜悦。
So God says, "Blessed are the pure in the heart."
所以神说，清心的人有福了。
For they will see God.
他们必得见神。
When you keep yourself pure in your heart.
当你在心中愿意保守自己清心时。
Don't hide dark secrets.
不要隐藏黑暗的秘密。
I'm not asking your life to be transparent.
我不是要求你要把你的生命的所有的念头都敞开。
But I'm talking about in terms of holiness, be transparent.
不过我是说指的是圣洁，你要成为一个圣洁的人。
You have plans in your heart.
你心中可能有计划。
But 城府不可太深。But don't hide too many, don't carry too many dark things. Don't hide too many plans in your heart.
心中不要隐藏太多的这个不好的计划。
What if I see God?
什么叫得见神呢？
You know when you get to take a when you see Lee Hsien Loong on the streets.
如果你在街上看到李显龙总理。
And then Lee Hsien Loong comes and talk to you.
然后总理来向你说话。
哇，脸上贴金啊！我说，哇 ，Lee Hsien Loong can talk to me 啊 ，today。
哇，今天李显龙总理来跟我说话，哇，我脸上啊真有贴金。
Selfie。
然后就一起拍照做纪念
Post on Facebook
然后就放在那个面部上
Let the whole world know
然后让全世界都知道
Why?
为什么呢
脸上贴金 Because you feel very proud
因为你觉得很光荣荣耀
you get to see the actual face of an important person
因为你亲眼看到一个非常重要的人
That's the meaning of you see God
这就是所谓的亲眼看到神
Means God give you face
因为神就代表说神给你脸
In fact this kind of concepts, the Christianity, is actually not an Angmo religion, no? It's not a Western religion.
所以这种概念哦，它就告诉我们说，基督教不是一个洋人的这个宗教。
The culture of Jesus culture,
所以耶稣的文化。
The Jesus and his country, the culture of Jesus and his countrymen.
所以耶稣和他的同胞的这些文化。
They are very close to the Chinese.
跟中国人、华人很相似。
And that's why when you read the Bible, you understand the Bible better than the Angmo, better than Westerners.
所以当你读圣经的时候，你比那些洋人、外国人更容易明白圣经。
I very bad lah, call Angmo, as if they are not our brothers and sisters in the Lord.
所以很不好啊，一直叫他们是Angmo，好像他们不是我们族内的弟兄姐妹，那些信主的人呢。
Angmo or 白皮肤、黑皮肤 ，we are all Christians, we are all people of God, people of God. So you get to see God.
所以你亲眼看到重要人物，看到神。
You're highly favored by God.
你被神大大的重视。
You're highly favored by God. That's the meaning.
你被神重视了，这意思。
If you keep your pure in the heart.
如果你保持清心。
Blessing number seven.
第七个福气。
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God.
使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Be peacemakers.
请你们成为一个使人和睦的人。
If someone offends you.
如果有人得罪了你
，make peace with your enemy，
你让步跟他成为朋友
，by giving way，
让步给他
，make peace with your enemy，
使跟他和睦
，don't reduce friction between people，
那在人与人之间尽量减少摩擦。
So I like the Chinese culture， 哈、大事化小，小事化无，things of great gravity， of great friction， let us。Reduce it to medium size. Things of matters of medium size gravity, of friction, medium friction. Let us reduce it to nothing. 大事化小，小事化无。This is make peace with your enemy.
这就是大事化小，小事化无，就是所谓的使人和睦的人。
Learn to make peace with between people.
学习在人与人之间做人使人和睦。
When you see A and B at loggerheads,
如果你看到 A 和 B 不友善不友好,
关系不好啊, 紧张啊, take the initiative if you can.
尽量采取这个主动,
make peace between these two persons.
使这两个彼此为敌的和睦。
But I know when you do that, you may suffer loss.
我知道如果你这样子做, 你会受到亏损。
Hey, you 看在我的老脸啊, you give way 啦, on the because of my face 啊, you give way can or not 哈, so sometimes you need to owe people favor.
所以因为这样子，有时候你必须要欠人的人情。
Sometimes people misunderstand you.
有时候你会被人误会。
Why you help him?
为什么你要帮他？
He's wrong 嘞。
他错嘞。
How come you help him?
为什么你要帮他？
I'm very angry at you.
我非常生你的气耶。
Then you get misunderstood.
那你就被误会了。
Actually, you are trying to make peace, but you are being misunderstood.
其实你是要使他们和睦, 我却被误会了。
And it's mentally very tiring to be a peacemaker.
而且做使人和睦, 会让你的精神很累。
After all that I've said, you are still angry.
我说了这么多, 你还是生气啊。
Can you not be so 小气? Can you not be so petty or not?
你可以不要这么小气吗?
Forgive lah, very tiring lah.
哎呀，就原谅吧, 很累嘞。
And also sometimes we do not want to play with fire.
有时候我们也不想去故意去玩火。
我们也不想烫那个浑水啊。 You get burnt yourself.
你自己会被烫到了。
You incur personal loss.
而且也可能会受亏损。
When you want to be a peacemaker, sometimes you get hurt.
有时候你要使人和睦, 你自己会受到亏损。
Very troublesome.
非常的麻烦。
But God says, blessed are the peacemaker, and you'll be rewarded with being a child of a children of God.
不过神却说, 使人和睦的人有福了, 因为他们必称为神的儿子。
What is this reward called children of God?
这个所谓的奖赏称为神的儿子是什么意思呢?
Why is it that when you're a peacemaker, you can be called a child of God?
为什么你使人和睦, 你就能够被称为神的儿子呢?
Because abang adik, like father, like son.
因为有其父必有其子。
Because God the Father,
因为上帝天父,
is also like that.
也是这样子。
He's a peacemaker.
他也是一个使人和睦。
When he sent his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for us,
神差派耶稣来到世界上为人而死的时候,
Jesus was nailed to the cross.
耶稣被钉死在十架上。
Why did Jesus die for us?
耶稣为什么要为我们死呢?
Because God was very angry with our sins.
因为神对我们的罪恶非常生气。
But God loves peace.
不过神却喜爱和平。
He loves us.
他喜爱我们。
And so Jesus came to die on the cross, take our punishment.
所以耶稣下来死在十字架上, 担当了我们的罪恶。
He's the greatest peacemaker.
他是历史上最伟大的使人和睦。
You know how great a peacemaker he is?
你知道他如何的伟大吗?
He's so concerned about peace between God and human beings.
他非常关心神和人之间的和睦的关系。
That God personally came to suffer and die for us.
神亲自下来为我们的罪受死。
To make peace with him.
能够让我们能够和他和睦。
He's the greatest peacemaker.
他是最伟大的和睦的人。
And therefore, if you are a peacemaker,
如果你是一个使人和睦的人,
you resemble your Father in heaven, God.
你很象征你的在天上的父亲。
Like Father, like Son.
有其父必有其子。
That's why you can be, you are fit to be called a child of God.
所以你能够被称为神的儿子。
Because you look like your Father.
因为你很像你的父亲。
You can be called your Father's child.
你能够被称为上帝的父神的儿子。
你可以被称为父亲的儿子。 And what, how are you rewarded?
那你如何得到奖赏呢?
To become a child of God.
要成为神的儿子。
You know, Chinese are concerned about having descendants, right?
华人很非常的关切，很注意这个
传宗接代啊。So we give birth to children, why?
那我们为什么要生下儿女呢？
传宗接代 to have descendants.
传宗接代。
But 2,000 years ago in the Roman culture,
那在罗马时候 2,000年前的罗马时代，
their concern was not 传宗接代， was not to have future descendants.
他们不是关心传宗接代的。
They want to have children for one purpose.
他们之所以要有儿女的是因为一个原因。
So as to inherit the father's inheritance.
为的是要承受父亲的这个遗产财产。
So if they don't have a son, for example,
所以如果他们如果没有儿子的话
，they will adopt a son. Why?
他们会去认领一个儿子
，to ensure that someone inherits his inheritance.
好，使到一个人能够承受他的产业。
So when the Bible says you become the children of God, what does it mean?
所以当圣经说你会成为神的儿子
，it means that you will inherit God's kingdom.
所以当你被称为神的儿子你就会继承神的国度
So blessed are the peacemakers for they will inherit God's kingdom
使人和睦的人有福了因为他们必承继承神的国度
And the last blessing number 8
第八个福气也是最后一个福气
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness for theirs is the kingdom of heaven
为义受逼迫的人有福了因为天国是他们的
Persecuted because of righteousness
为义受逼迫
And righteousness, as I've said just now,
刚才我说的这个义字
if you want to send the meaning of righteousness in Matthew,
如果你要在马太福音明白这个义这个字
we are looking at Matthew chapter 5, right?
我们再看马太福音第五章
you must look at how righteousness is being explained in Matthew chapters 5 all the way to chapter 7.
所以你必须看马太福音第五到第七章所提到的这个义的义字的这个观念
we are looking at context, the context below.
我们来看这个上文下理
So what does righteousness refer to?
所以这个义字指的是什么呢
Now it refers to obeying God's law from our heart.
它指的是用心去遵行神的律法。
For example,
比如说
people will say, if you commit adultery, means you have sex with another woman who's not your wife, you commit adultery.
所以一些人会说，如果你跟你的法内的妻子以外，跟其他女人发生性关系，你就是在犯奸淫了。
But Jesus says this.
不，耶稣却说
You don't need to touch the woman to have committed adultery.
耶稣说你不用去碰一个女人来这个犯奸淫。
If you look at a woman who is dressed in very fashionably,
如果你看到一个很穿着时髦的女人
because her dress has very little cloth.
因为她的衣服很少的布料。
Jesus says you committed adultery.
耶稣说你已经犯了奸淫。
So,Because God is concerned not only with your body.
因为耶稣神很关心的不是不单单是你的身体。
God is concerned with your heart.
神更加关心的是你的心内。
Cleanliness in the heart.
你内心的清洁。
And this is the meaning of righteousness as defined in Matthew chapters 5 to 7.
所以马太福音第五到第七章所提的这个义字的是这样的意思。
So if you want to live a holy life.
如果你要过一个圣洁的生活。
You preach the gospel.
你传福音
you may be imprisoned,
你可能会坐牢
you may be ridiculed,
你可能会被人讥笑
and then if you want to stand up for righteousness,
如果你要为了道德而站起来的时候
and when people are bullied, you get very angry,
当其他人被欺负你觉得生气
I'm saying, how can you bully this poor man?
你怎么可以欺负这个贫穷的人呢
He's deaf, no, you scold him.
他听不到的他耳聋的你去骂他
and then we...want to please Jesus.
所以如果我们要讨耶稣的喜悦
and when we want to do that,
我们要这样子做的话
we can be very sure you'll be persecuted.
很肯定，相当肯定的，我们会被逼迫
because darkness and light,
因为黑暗和光明
没有半毛的关系 they don't have any relationship.
一点关系都没有。
So blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness.
所以为义受逼迫的人有福了
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
因为天国是他们的
And kingdom of heaven, as I've said just now.
所以刚才我所说的天国
Kingdom refers to the wealth of a king.
国指的是君王的财富
But it's the kingdom of heaven.
不却是君王的
It refers to the wealth of the king of kings.
它指的是万王之王的财富
So you are certainly very blessed.
所以你肯定会受到蒙福
And therefore, we are not afraid to stand up for righteousness.
所以我们不用担心要为义去受逼迫。
We are not afraid of doing what is right for God.
我们不怕会去为神做公义的事情。
You'll be rewarded richly with the kingdom of the King of Kings.
你会大大得到奖赏，因为天国是他们的。
I want to speak to our friends who are not Christians.
我要向那些还没有信耶稣的人来说话。
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
If you want to see God.
如果你想看见神
Jesus says you must be pure in the heart.
耶稣说你必须清心
But But who is pure?
但是谁能够清心呢?
Who has never committed a sin?
谁从来没有犯过罪呢?
You can put up your hands.
请举起手, 如果你没有犯过罪,
I can't.
我不可以举手,
我不可以举手, because I've sinned against God too many times.
因为我已经很多次得罪了神。
We are, nobody is pure.
没有人是圣洁的。
Nobody's conscience is clean.
没有人的良心是干净的。
Nobody can say, 我问心无愧, who said 问心无愧? We had a lot of dark things in our hearts.
我们心中隐藏了很多黑暗的事情。
We have said many things that are wrong.
我们说了很多错的事情。
Yes, the police did not catch you.
是的, 警察没有抓你。
If police can catch, if gossip is a crime,
如果在人家背后说坏话是个罪犯。
If gossip is debated in parliament and put it as law,
如果这个说人闲话是在法庭上, 被称为这个罪恶的话,
not only will everybody be arrested,
不单单是, 肯定是所有的人都会被抓起来,
you can be very sure,
你会非常的肯定,
the ministers will be very happy to arrest people.
那些部长们, 会很高兴抓我们。
They have really a lot, they will have saved themselves a lot of trouble.
他们就替他们自己省去了很多的麻烦。
But they know cannot arrest people, gossip.
不过他们很清楚, 他们知道不能够去抓这些说闲话的人。
But God will arrest us for gossips.
不过神会却会抓住我们说闲话。
God is not a 死猫, no? He's not a dead cat that cannot, that is helpless. 神呢不是一只死猫啊,
okay.
病猫啊, 病猫啊。 神不是个病猫, God is not a cat who is sick, who cannot,
okay.
Who say, 哎呀, 没变啊,
okay.
Cannot arrest you. God will punish sin.
所以神会处罚, 惩罚罪恶,
because God expects not only purity in the heart,
神要求我们心中要有圣洁,
purity in our words,
我们的话语要带着圣洁,
purity in our behavior,
我们的行为要带着清洁,
in fact, God expects 100% purity.
神要求我们的是百分之百的完全。
No, no, no. You didn't get it.
你没有抓到这个重点。
God expects 100% purity.
神要求我们有100%的这个完全的圣洁清洁。
God cannot tolerate even a speck of sin.
神不能容忍一滴一点的罪恶。
Now this is how holy God is.
那神就是如此完全的圣洁。
淡薄罢了吗? A little bit only, why get angry?
我们可以说, 哎呀, 只是一点点吗? 为什么你要这么生气呢?
Because we are very used to sin.
因为我们太过习惯于犯罪了。
When we sin, we don't feel anything.
当我们犯罪的时候, 我们不觉得怎么样。
But God hates sin.
不过神真恶罪啊。
And that's the reason why our hearts feel empty.
所以我们的心中会觉得很空虚。
Because life has departed from us.
因为生命已经离去我们了。
We die.
我们会死,
because we have sinned against God.
因为我们得罪了神,
that's why one day you'll be put in a box.
所以有一天你会被放在这个箱子内,
and people come and look at you.
然后人们来看你,
very handsome.
这个很英俊啊, 笑死啊,
the makeup very good.
这个化妆化得很好,
but who cares?
有谁会在乎呢?
Who cares about the makeup when you're a dead person?
你已经死掉了, 还有谁会去在乎那个化妆呢?
Why do we die?
为什么我们会死呢?
Because we have sinned against God.
因为我们得罪了神。
But the punishment doesn't stop there.
不过惩罚不知道停留在这里。
The Bible says, just as people are destined to die once, and after that, to face judgment, it says in Hebrews chapter 9, 27, 按照定义, 人人都有一死, 必须死, 你逃不过死亡的, 死后且有审判。 There's punishment after death. There's judgment after death.
所以在死后有这个审判。
So Chinese are very clever. 善有善报, 恶有恶报, 今世不报, 来世再报。 There will be retribution. If you're not retributed this in this life, you'll be retributed in eternity. There will be retribution.
所以华人的讲法非常的聪明, 善有善报, 恶有恶报。 如果你在今世没有得到报应, 你在来世一定会得到报应。
God expects 100% purity.
所以神要求我们要100%的圣洁,
The Bible says the wages of sin is death.
圣经说, 罪的工价乃是死。
I urge you to understand.
我呼吁你来明白。
There's death. Death is not normal. Just because everybody must die, does not mean death is normal.
会有死亡, 不代表说每个人都会死, 就代表说死亡是普通, 是可以接受的。
谁不死的, 跟我讲。
会有人说,
Who doesn't die? What's the big deal?
有什么大不了的? 人, 每个人都会死嘛?
Wait till the person you love dies, then you say, what's the big deal?
你等到这个人说这句话的人, 他死了, 你就知道什么意思了。
或者你所爱的人, 这个人死了, 你说, 死, 就死咯, 有什么大不了的。 But death comes from sin.
不过死却因为是, 却是因为罪而来的。
But we thank and praise God.
我们感谢赞美神,
when Jesus died on the cross,
当耶稣死在十架上时,
He took your punishment, my punishment, put 他, on Himself.
他背负了所有人的罪, 在他自己身上。
Jesus was punished in our place.
耶稣代替我们受了惩罚。
And because Jesus has been punished in your place,
耶稣代替了我们受了惩罚。
When you believe in Him,
当你们信靠他后,
when you tell Jesus,
我们就会告诉耶稣,
say, Jesus, I'm a sinner.
耶稣, 我是一个罪人,
I'm a sinner.
我是一个罪人,
save me.
求你救我。
Jesus will forgive you your sins.
耶稣会原谅你所有的罪啊。
He will not only forgive you your sins,
他不但是会原谅你的所有, 赦免你所有的罪,
He will break the bondage of sin.
他会断开这个罪恶在我们身上的锁链,
so that you are able to live a new life.
好让我们能够再重新过一个新的生命。江山易改，本性难移。
You may change the territorial map of a kingdom, but you cannot change human nature. 江山易改，本性难移。 But when you believe in Jesus, Jesus can change you.
不过当你信靠耶稣后，耶稣能够改变你。
And there's many people in this congregation.
所以这里的会众。
Many Christians in other countries,
在其他国家的基督徒,
many countries in many churches in Africa,
所以在非洲的这些教会,
many churches in China,
在中国的教会,
testify to this fact,
能够见证这个事实,
Jesus breaks the bondage of sin.
耶稣能够断开罪恶的锁链,
and so Jesus forgives you your sins,
耶稣会赦免你所有的罪恶,
and gives you a new life,
会赐给你一个新的生命,
a clean life,
一个干净的生命。
Believe in Jesus today.
今天来信靠耶稣。
Jesus can take away your burden.
耶稣能够除去你的罪的重担。
Jesus takes away your burden.
耶稣除去你的罪担。
So that you have peace in your heart.
好让你的心中能够得到平安。
You have fresh air in your heart.
你的心中再次有干净的空气。
You have a clean life.
你的生命会得到干净。
A new beginning.
一个新的开始。
May you believe in Jesus today.
愿你今天来相信耶稣。
And then when you begin this new life, this year with Jesus,
当在这新的一年你以耶稣, 你开始你新的生命, 有耶稣在你心中,
Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
清心的人有福了, 因为他们必得见神。
You can be guaranteed you experience blessings now, and the blessings will be complete in heaven.
你会得到完全的保证, 你的福气将会在天上。
今生今世有福气, 在永恒天堂, 你的福气会完全, 你会完全经历福气。 Let us pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you that you desire to bless us.
我们在天上的父, 我们感谢你, 你的旨意是要来赐福给我们。
Help your children,
帮助你的儿女们,
to live the way that you want us to live.
来过一个你喜悦我们要过的生命,
so that you can bless us richly.
你能够大大的赐福给我们。
Blessed are the oppressed, we thank you.
受委屈的人有福了。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
We pray for our unbelieving friends here.
我们要为这在我们当中还未信主的朋友的祷告。
That you help them to believe in Jesus even today.
求你帮助他们今天来信靠耶稣。
So that this year,
好让在今年,
next year,
明年,
for all eternity,
在到永恒的里面,
because they have eternal life,
他们能够得到永生的生命,
they have the hope of heaven,
他们得到天堂的确据,
they have Jesus who loves them in their life,
他们的生命里面有一个爱他们的耶稣,
their life will be truly blessed,
他们的生命的确会得到福气。
In Jesus' name we pray,
祷告奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen. 请坐。